Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doncic with 16 in the Biombo double inside. Give him 18 and a foul on the play.
Kevin Harlan on the call for NBA on TNT.
I got some smoke for Harlan today, too.
Oh, no. Yeah. The Dallas Mavericks brought all the smoke and then some to Phoenix as they destroy the Phoenix Suns. 123-90. It is Sean and RJ right here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes holding it down for your Turn It On, Leave It On station. Home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up in 39 minutes, we crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece. You know, Mike Bacsik, he's going to be on one today. I cannot wait to see his reaction to what happened last night in Phoenix, because last night the Dallas Mavericks put on an absolute show and crush the Phoenix Suns. Cut number two, Troy. Luka hits 30.
8-man Doncic, shot clock is down to 4, and a 3 by Luka. Bullseye, got it. And he's got 30.
There's a lot of that going on, especially in the first half, and it did not stop. A barrage of three-pointers, 19 of them to be exact, as the Dallas Mavericks move on to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. And we know the Tolo has been asking for it, and we've got it. Troy has been spying on Phoenix Radio this morning after they came on with Sean and RJ last week and were talking cash money about what their Suns were going to do. What has been the mood like this morning in Phoenix, Arizona, after what the Mavericks did to the Suns last night, Charlie?
It's been quite moody. It's been quite moody this morning for Phoenix because, man, they were bringing it strong last week when we did our crosstalk, which, by the way, in case you missed it, Tolos, you can go check it out on our website, 1053thefan.com. So I had to listen this morning and check out what they were talking about over there in Phoenix on, I believe it's the Fanatic.
Yeah.
That we talked to.
Sounds right.
What is it? Jacobs and
Helly and Jacob.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dale Hellestray, former Cowboy player, who's
and
over there.
I think
there.
It's Bruce Jacob is the other guy.
Yes, name. Bruce Jacobs. What a dumb...
I'm at a disadvantage. I only have one first name.
Yeah, that's weird. But yeah, they were bringing it strong this or last week during crosstalk. Not so much this morning. Which, by the way, way to be aware. Like, I thought they were going to come on here and be, like, yelling and no. They knew that it was bad for them so much that they brought out the only song you play when you're bad.
Because you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie.
Hey, Jacobs and Helly. On the... And I think I think my partner, am I a little lost for words? Yes, I am. I think my partner will agree with this. And this is probably in 2.7 years. Would you say this is true, Dale Hellestray? This is the day that you probably in the last 2.7, maybe 2.8 years now,
no one says
you
that.
Probably least want to do this show. Is that fair to say that of all the shows that we've done in 2.8 years, and let's be honest.
Again.
Both of us are here like an inordinate amount of time. We take very little time off, right? I mean, could you say, because I can say, I can say, because this makes what happened look to the Cardinals like nothing. I mean, listen, the Cardinals were very competitive. So I can honestly say in 2 points, and this has nothing to do with you, maybe your attitude, depending on the next 4 hours, we'll see, that I at least want to do this program. Just being honest.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
No one says point when talking about time.
I'll tell you, in my 42.7 years on this earth, I have never once said point something in the years.
I've been a lucky man to be married for 17.3 years.
So
that
weird.
Makes no sense.
Y'all are burying the lead here.
Which is what? They opened with a song from O2?
Not that.
I think Daniel Powder was a little.
How long was
that
clip?
Yeah.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
He said absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
in 2 minutes.
Hang on. Be fair. I say absolutely nothing in 4.5 hours.
No, you bring a good point or two every now and then.
Thank you. Like
every now and then. Every now and then you got something
not often, though.
Illuminating
not often.
To say.
It's not often. It's rare. And I'm comfortable with that.
It was funny because he just said, man, you know, in the 2.8 years and, you know, doing this show and I don't know how much. Like, dog, you got your brains beat in last night.
Oh.
What you got to say? Let me hear what else we got? What else we got?
They were so perplexed this morning on Phoenix Radio. As they were trying to figure out what the hell happened to them yesterday in game seven. They were so perplexed yesterday or this morning that one of the guys, he's just, well, he totally forgot any common knowledge when it comes to FCC regulations.
I really don't, you know, it's not often because I'm a pretty good talker in life, too. It's not just for 4 hours where I don't have an opinion or a thought. I've got opinions and thoughts, but it's really inexplicable what went down here yesterday. And I don't think anybody, if anybody's looking for somebody to go on the radio and explain to them exactly, give them perspective, there is no perspective. Yesterday was just absolutely just an atrocity that is unexplainable, unforeseeable, and frankly, I still don't believe it happened. Let's play game 7 tonight.
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Wow.
I've never heard someone just like curse on the air and then just keep going.
Yeah, it was so casual.
Usually there's a stop down and
I've never heard that.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that.
Sorry. Yeah.
Like, I literally had to scroll back and go, he really said the S word? Yeah, he did.
It just kept on going.
Like, yeah, it's Arizona. Most of their listeners, you know, are like 80, you know. They either, you know, live in Arizona or go to ticket stock. All right, so here's the next clip we have. So, as we're spying on Arizona this morning.
Troy on one this morning, didn't he?
I have to be on one. Listen, I'm excited as everyone else with that win yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
No. Nobody saw that coming.
Like
that. 40 at the half.
Yeah.
Nothing.
They scored, Phoenix scored 10 points in the second quarter.
10.
That is a gutless basketball team.
Yeah. You just.
Gutless.
You just didn't expect that to happen. And they continued talking this morning on Arizona Sports Radio about what happened yesterday. In fact, they're so upset. And they're so baffled by what's going on. They're actually encouraging their listeners, you know, go check out something else today.
I would say this, after this program, you're probably better off bailing away from the radio. You can't listen to, there's three formats, four. Music, you can always listen to.
Right.
You listen to financial, I don't think you're going to love what you hear there. Don't look at your 401k. Mm. If you go near News Talk today, oh my God, let me just say this, God bless you. Because one side is blaming the other, and the other side is blaming the other for a massacre in Buffalo, all right? And go ahead with that and your bad self, all right? Enjoy that. Boy, am I glad I don't have to do that. So I have perspective. And then you come to sports and, you know, it's going to be a day of funeral, mourning, outrage. And I frankly, I could see it all. And I really don't know what to say. I mean,
all I know
it was awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
You know what they can do today? They can sit in that ass whooping that they got last night.
Well, they didn't. Because I'm not going to play the audio because I was perplexed like they were about the loss. I was perplexed that they then went on to talk for about the next 8 to 10 minutes about Jordan Spieth, the Rangers winning game 7, and the Mets.
They want to distance themselves as far
the
away.
Game 7. And really?
That's what.
Well, that's right. The guy's a Ranger fan, right? Or is he a Penguins fan?
No, he's like a New York guy.
He's a Ranger fan. Right. And then all right. I mean, it was game 7. It was a game 7. And, you know, it was a good series. Jordan Spieth obviously did not win
No. Of the AT&T, so why would you not talk about the guy who finished second?
Yeah.
Instead of Cage Lee,
I mean,
who
that
won
guy-
his second straight, AT&T Byron Nelson.
Yeah, he's going to talk about that. Why?
Because I'm a pretty good talker in life.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. All right. Let's Phoenix Radio lamenting the loss, I guess, about what happened last night as the Mavericks destroy the Suns and send them to Cancun with everyone else who has been eliminated in the NBA playoffs.
Chris Paul probably had better luck in Cancun than he will in the NBA playoffs.
Well, he can meet his brother Cliff there.
Yeah, he can do that. By the way, let's not let that little thing pass by at the beginning of the segment. What did Kevin Harlan do to you?
Last night on the broadcast, he said...
Because when you mention certain people's names, they're so likable.
Yes.
That you don't think anyone would hate them.
Yeah, because I'm wondering what's about to happen.
Well, I love Kevin Harlan.
It's like Tom Hanks. Like, who hates Tom Hanks?
Yeah, no.
You know?
I love Tom Hanks. I love... Did you see the Chet Hanks interview?
Oh my gosh. He needs to do something with that kid. He's a lock in
now. Oh man. And then, you know, but Kevin, and I love Kevin Harlan. What Kevin Harlan said yesterday in the broadcast, Chris Paul has not looked like himself tonight. Like, man, yes, he has. This is exactly who he is. Okay. He looked as gutless as he always is. That's exactly what Chris Paul looked like. Chris Paul looked like exactly who we knew he was. To quote Dennis Green,
he is who we thought he was.
We knew who he was. And anybody who's paid attention to sport for the last 15 years, you knew exactly who Chris Paul was. He's a gutless basketball player. Same guy he was at Wake Forest. Gutless. And then gutless in the NBA. He's five-time. Five-time. Five-time, five-time, five-time.
All right, Booker T, there you go.
2-0 series choker. Gutless basketball player. And I'll never watch another Chris Paul basketball game again. Never one. I will not watch if the Mavs, I hope they don't play the Suns in the playoffs next year, because I will not watch. I am not wasting my time.
Yes, you will,
Chop. I am not wasting.
I will watch the Mavericks
play. If you know anybody who can dig in on something, it's me.
Yeah, he can. That's true.
I will dig in on this because I will pay respect to the bit for the rest of my life. All right.
Wow.
But
that's a t-shirt.
I will not waste my time on that fraud again.
Well, he did look washed after he turned 37. Like, it wasn't a secret. My man looked real washed and out the paint are the Phoenix Suns, which gets me to this before we go to break. Overreaction or not, RJ Choppy, the Dallas Mavericks will be in the NBA Finals after the destruction of the Phoenix Suns. Overreaction or not, the Dallas Mavericks will be in the NBA Finals this year.
Oh, that's not an overreaction. I mean, I don't know that I'm not going to say it's likely, but they just beat the one seed in convincing fashion. Now, granted, you could say a lot of it was because of Phoenix and what they didn't do.
Is this about what Phoenix did wrong or what the Mavericks did right in this series in your mind?
I guess it depends on the game.
Okay.
You know?
Well, just throughout the entire course of the series, now that it's over, was it more about what Phoenix did wrong or more about what the Mavericks did right against Phoenix? Because I think that's going to be a large topic of conversation when we go back and look at this series in totality.
I think in totality, a couple things. I think both can be true. Like, you know, Luka did a lot of things right, and then he got guys to step up. You know, Reggie stepped up in one game, and then Dinwiddie. But I think when you go back and you look at this series, nationally, it's going to be remembered for Chris Paul and Phoenix. I think that's what it's going to remember for what Phoenix didn't do. Now, the Mavs will get credit for Utah, and they'll probably get credit if they beat Golden State. This and you know, when they beat the Heat in the NBA Finals. But this will probably be about Phoenix. And what, because they were eight games better than anybody else in the West.
Yep.
In the history of the NBA, they had basically a 100% chance of winning the title based on how they finished in conference. This was the best team in the league. And the Mavs, you know, did a lot of things right. And then when you score 10 points in an
NBA game.
In a quarter. And
let
you score 27
game.
Points at half. That's more about, like, look, you guys, you're gutless. And you didn't show up. You didn't show up for a game seven. Oh, it's pretty. It's pretty. And the Mavs have a lot. You got to give the Mavs credit because they did a lot. There was a lot of the reason for that. But Phoenix was missing shots, too. They were missing a lot of shots. Open looks, contested looks, didn't matter. They were missing a ton of them.
The Mavericks won by 33 points over the Suns on Sunday night. That is the second largest win in a series clinching game versus the best team in the NBA in league history. In 1948, the Philadelphia Warriors won by 39 points over the St. Louis Bombers in the BAA semifinals. That is the historic nature at which the Dallas Mavericks destroyed the Phoenix Suns last night in Phoenix to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. The numbers from this series have been absolutely mind-boggling. No more number important than the number four. That's the four wins that they got to defeat the Phoenix Suns. The Mavericks moving on to take on the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Coming up next, whose legacies was most impacted by this weekend's action in the NBA? And again, a reset of who is the best player left in the NBA playoffs. We'll do that next at 105.3 The Fan.
But let's get you over to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. My good friend Justin Rogers, the GM at Parkway Buick GMC. Man, he's going to hook you up. He's going to hook you up with that brand new 2022 GMC Sierra truck. The brand new 2022 GMC Yukon. They're getting deliveries in every single day. It's a Gilchrist Automotive Group. You've heard Troy rave about Gilchrist. You've heard Kevin and Corey and Bassick raving about Stephen Gilchrist, the amazing service they've gotten there. Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman, Gilchrist Automotive Group dealership. You're going to get great service. 2 years free maintenance on any new or pre-owned vehicle you get at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. They're getting deliveries every single day. Deliveries to the lot. Brand new GMC trucks and SUVs every single day. But you got to reserve your brand new one right now. Reserve it online, parkwaybuickgmc.com. Drive the difference. You don't have to drive. Just do it online. Go hit up Justin. Tell him you're a Tolo. He's a Tolo. He's going to hook you up. And right now, trade up, fuel up, $150 fuel card when you make any purchase of a new or used vehicle at Parkway Buick GMC. Drive a little further to save a lot more. At Parkway Buick GMC, we are professional grade.
Here we go, Tolos. Let's kick off this week with more concert tickets on 105.3 The Fan. Listen, KNC Masterpiece, all this week they have tickets to go see Pitbull. We have tickets all this week for you to check out Scorpions, Whitesnake, two of the biggest bands that you remember. And, of course, they are still going long, hard, and strong right now at the American Airlines Center. September 27th, you can buy tickets to go see Scorpions and Whitesnake at LiveNation.com. Win tickets right now. A pair of tickets to caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kevin Gray in studio for Sean this morning on Sean and RJ. 30,000 pounds of eggs. That's how many spilled on the westbound lane of I-30 right before the I-45 interchange this morning. It is still shut down. They are cleaning up the mess as we speak. avoid it. This segment of The Fan is brought to you by Rubin & Associates. If you are struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, IRS, credit card, or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. Give Mark Rubin a call. He'll take the weight off your shoulders and get you back living life again with 1-800-LAWYERS.
30,000 pounds?
Yeah. You know, that truck should have been in the express lane.
Boo! Boo this man. You really do got your dad jokes on tap, don't you?
I do. You know how much money they're going to shell out for all those eggs?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, RJ Chobby will be here for the next 37 minutes.
Hey, this is a serious accident. They had to get all the police and the firemen and everyone had to scramble to get over there.
Y'all are a riot this morning, all right? All right?
The truck was just swerving. An Explorer went right in front of us.
Y'all can go on. Y'all good? Y'all can keep going? You want
to
keep going? Now it's a bit.
He tried to accelerate.
There you go. Yep.
Listen, I'm stopping.
Twitch.tv/DallasFanCam. Troy and Chop have just tickled themselves pink with their jokes.
I'm stopping.
Are you?
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to let you talk sports. I'm going to let.
Go to bed, Troy.
Come on now.
Go to sleep.
All right.
Go to sleep, Troy. Wow. 30,000 pounds. I've never even seen or could see 30,000 pounds.
15 tons? Is that what that is? 15 tons?
Of eggs?
Dang, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's that ain't good. Well, hopefully everyone's okay. You said it's still shut down at this point?
Oh, it's still shut down. Yeah, there were no injuries. No, the driver's fine, but literally, I mean, you look at the photos. I mean, it is crates and crates of eggs, yolk, shells, everything all over 30 and 45 right there.
That's crazy. Well, yeah. I hope they get the clean up.
I hope they hatch a plan to get all those eggs.
All right. I'm just going to just see my way out because clearly at this point, the two of you have got the egg bit on lock here over this this whole accident here. Let's before we crosstalk with the Kansas City masterpiece, I mentioned a little bit earlier, I cannot wait to hear Mike Baskin, what he's got to say today. You know, the Rangers got a win yesterday. Martin Perez did his thing. Adolis Garcia had the Adolis Garcia show at Globe Life Field, the Shohei Ohtani show. Chop coming to town starting today as the Angels and Mike Trout and the group come in to Globe Life Field. But also, 7 Game 7s this weekend, 2 in the NBA, 5 in the NHL. Again, Jake Oettinger.
Yep.
Young man, you made yourself a legend this weekend.
Yeah, you did.
64 saves in a game, unheard of. And he did everything he could to try and put the Stars on his collective young back to try and carry them to a Game 7 win. Unfortunately, they fall 3-2 in Game 7 in Calgary. Calgary moving on to take on Edmonton, the only two Canadian teams left now in the NHL playoffs. Is that right? The only two left in terms
of? Yeah, Edmonton and Calgary. They play each other. And that kind of stinks, man, because you know the Canada doesn't want a cup. Since Montreal, like in 92, 93. Mm-hmm. That's a generation and a half ago. So, now one of them's going to be eliminated in this next round for sure. Now, the good news is one of them's guaranteed to make the West final, but, you know, those are two really, really good teams. Like, you've got either the Edmonton Oilers, who have two of the, dozen or so best players in the league, and Draisaitl and McDavid, and then Calgary, who is probably the more put-together team than Edmonton, not probably is the more put-together team, but, you know, do they have the star power? They're good. They're definitely good. We saw that. But what a serious Motter. It really was. And that goal that Goudreau had, man, such a tough angle to hit. Like, Otter wants that bat guaranteed. He definitely wants that bat. That was a brutally difficult angle. But I mean, dude, it was a great.
I mean, I'm
goal.
Not gonna fault him.
No, it was
my
a great
man
goal.
Stopped pretty much everything else in front of him.
Yeah, you can't ask him to do everything.
You can't ask the guy to save 100 shots on a night because that's what it felt like it would have been
now,
to.
Now, like you know, now it's you know, what do? You know, obviously, you know what to do. You got Oettinger. You got to sign him. Long term, you know what the contract's gonna look like, but. They've got themselves a goalie, boys and girls. They don't have to worry about
that. Too.
They don't have to worry about that position for a long time.
They are going to be quite okay in between the pipes when it comes to Jake Oettinger, what he did last night into his future, and what the Stars look like there. maybe Rick Bonus can find a way to find some offense down the road at some point for this team to help out their talented goaltender. Stars, unfortunately, fall. Rangers get a win. Mavericks moving on to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. A lot of legacies potentially were on the line this weekend. We've been talking, you know, quite a bit this morning about Chris Paul and how he did not show up in the biggest moment. Now, 0-5 has lost five series when he and his team have been up 2-0. And the latest, obviously, coming last night in the destruction at the hands of the Dallas Mavericks. But Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, they are out, the reigning defending NBA champion. It's crazy because you would think the defending NBA champions would be kind of the lead when it comes to the NBA playoffs and them getting knocked out, but it feels like the Suns and what happened to them in Game 7 is kind of leading the NBA charge in terms of his story. But, you know, Chop, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks without Chris Middleton, who's been dealing with a sprained MCL, they go down at the hands of the Boston Celtics in Game 7, and legacies, it felt like, were somewhat on the line this weekend based on what happened in the NBA.
It did feel that way. You know, Giannis, I don't know that Giannis's legacy.
I think he'll be okay. He's okay.
It wasn't hurt. It would have been improved if they won, because they would have won without his number two. So he was without Chris Middleton. So I think that would have boosted a little bit. I don't think it was harmed, though. Luka's legacy, obviously. I mean, that
add another chapter to that.
Tatum, you know, by winning this one, he's the legacy guy in Boston. That went up. Steph's is fine. You know, he can't really go down or up at this point. Like, he is what he is, right? He's an all-time great. And then if Jimmy Butler gets back to an NBA final, a second one in what, 3 years as the top dog, that makes him in a different kind of stratosphere. He's got to win one, but it puts him in a different level, different category. And then, of course, the legacy of one Cliff Paul, the gutless wonder. It will forever be tarnished. And if basketball had a real Hall of Fame, like the football and baseball, he'd be
not
out of it.
A real Hall of Fame.
A real, man. Not one that's like everybody gets in. They let anybody in. Who's in the Hall? Who's in the basketball? Who's not in the basketball Hall of Fame? Not who is. Who isn't? Everybody. So they, you know, if they had a real Hall of Fame where they had a small room and actual standards, he ain't making it because he's a choker.
Well, I will say this. Chris Paul is a top 10 point guard in NBA history. That is an undisputable fact. Does he have the championship, obviously, that would complete his resume? No, he does not. Will he get that championship? It's looking more and more likely that he will not, because the last two chances, last year obviously up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, losing that series, playing on the best team with the best record in the NBA, had a chance to get back to the NBA Finals. Couldn't do it. I don't know how many more chances he has to be able to add that title to his resume. But no mistake about it, what has happened to him last year and now this year does diminish in some people's minds Chris Paul's ultimate legacy as a guy that can win in the biggest moments, because unfortunately for him, he has not been able to do so when it has mattered most in trying to win a championship. And now going forward, he will again be regarded as one of the best point guards of the game. But as far as that top five upper tier point guard, it's looking more and more likely that that won't happen for him.
He ain't getting in there. He can't get by Magic. He can't get by Oscar. He can't get by Kidd. He can't get by Isaiah. He can't get by Nash. He can't get by Stockton.
And most of those names have won titles.
Yep.
Obviously, Stockton didn't win one. You know, Nash, you know, didn't win one, but the other names that you named, those guys have titles.
You know, can he get by Cousy? Can he get by? He's already by Gary Payton,
And he's by Cousy as well, in my mind. Yeah,
I never saw him play. I don't know. Obviously, couldn't have seen him.
We weren't necessarily around at that point.
Yeah. Is he ahead of Tony Parker?
Yes. Yeah, I know Tony Parker's a champion. Chris Paul is a more talented player than Tony Parker.
He's ahead of Kyrie.
Oh, boy, that's tough. Kyrie's a more talented offensive player.
Yeah, he got handles, man.
Yeah, Chris Paul is a more complete player.
Well, Chris Paul actually plays.
And when he was at his heyday, it was actually a really good defensive point guard as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie has never been and never will be the kind of guard defensively that Chris Paul was, especially during his heyday.
Do you consider Steph a point guard?
Yeah.
Is he better than Steph?
No.
The answer is no.
No, he's not better than Steph. No. But that gets us to this then. Obviously, when we look at the four teams remaining in the NBA playoffs now, the Mavericks, the Warriors, the Heat, and the Celtics. One of those four teams are going to be your NBA champion this year. And I think, Chop, the best player in these playoffs resides right here in the Metroplex.
The best player?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. the best one left. You know, if you want to say Giannis is better, but Giannis is out now.
Mm-hmm. Of the four teams that are left.
Of the four teams left in the postseason, we got the best player on the floor. No matter what game it is. No matter if they play Golden State or Boston or Miami. And it ain't even close who the best player is. It's Luka Doncic. He is the best player on the floor. And that's how you win basketball. That's how you win championships. More often than not, you have the best player on the floor, you're going to win the game. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, compare basketball to baseball. You know, the Angels are in town this week. They've got two of the three best players in the league, two of the five best players in the league, whatever you want to say, in Trout and Ohtani. If you had that in the NBA, you're winning the title. It's like not even close.
Most times you are basically
guaranteeing yourself the title. And that's just not the way. You know, the sports, it doesn't work like that all the time.
It's Luka, Curry, Tatum, Butler for me as the four top players in this, you know, remaining.
Yeah, I got to figure this one out because it's like, you know, Curry's on the downside of his career and then, like, you know, Tatum and Luka are on the upswing and Jimmy's probably just kind of plateauing in the middle of his prime. Interesting. I got to think about that one on how I would rank them after Luka.
And it's close when I look at just this playoffs specifically because Jason Tatum, like, if you came to me and made a case that Jason Tatum is a better player right now, especially what he's seen from him in the playoffs, I'm not going to argue with you necessarily.
Yeah.
But I'm going off of the pedigree of Stephen Curry and when he has played in these kinds of moments, and he's gotten better, I think, as this playoffs has gone on, especially now that he, you know, started off, you know, the Denver series coming off the bench and was having to, you know, get himself ramped up after coming back, you know, from injury. He's going to be in prime position to try and take this series over because he is going to have the focus placed on him when it comes from a scoring standpoint. But Luka Doncic does everything. He's the best. He's the Mavs' best rebounder. He's their best scorer. He's their best passer. He does everything for them. And then on occasion, when he decides to, plays defense. And if you get the complete nature of what Luka Doncic's game represents, that's going to represent major problems for the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. All of that to be fleshed out over the coming days as we get ready for your Mavericks to take on Golden State in Game 1 on Wednesday out in San Francisco, California. Coming up next, we cross out with the KNC Masterpiece. What does Mike Bacsik have to say today after the Mavericks' destruction of the Suns? We'll talk to him next on 105.3 The Fan.
But let's get you up to Gaylord, Michigan. You know how hot it is this weekend, this past weekend. You know how hot it's going to be. It's going to be 100 degrees soon. In fact, it may even be 100 degrees today. You don't even know. But in northern Michigan, in the dead of July and August, the average temp, 72 degrees. If you're a golfer like me, I love to go out and golf. You know, it's so hot. I just want to be able to play around without sweating. I do it. 8 straight years gone to Michigan. Best golf trip of the year, without question. 3-hour flight, DFW to Traverse City, to the hour drive, and there's 17 championship golf courses nestled amongst Michigan's northern forests right in one little city. One little town called Gaylord, Michigan. And it's awesome. It is the best trip of the year. I promise you, if you love golf, this is the ultimate buddy's trip. Golf Digest has called it that. The ultimate guy's trip, ultimate buddy's trip. Get out there, play some golf, enjoy the woods, the hiking, the biking trails, the fishing. It's awesome up there. Northern Michigan, GaylordGolfMecca.com. Stay and play packages. Find them online. GaylordGolfMecca.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And this segment of The Fan brought to you by Byers Barricades, a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event, no matter the size, from start to finish. The Texas Authority in Barricade Rental. It's ByersBarricades.com.
It's game seven, you know. I like these games. It's pressure, you know. Once again, I think we play amazing today.
Doncic with 16 in the Biombo dribbled inside, give him 18, and a foul on the play. Man, Doncic, shot clock is down to 4, and a 3 by Luka. Bullseye, got it. 27-point lead, down goes Johnson, 3, Luka, bullseye.
Oh, no.
They're shredding him. Doncic, with Bridges on him, shot clock is 4, and a step back.
Man, it ain't right. It is not right what Luka is doing to the Phoenix Suns.
Let's go!
Appreciate Silk Sonic 777. That was the number yesterday. The Mavericks in 7 at 7 o'clock behind number 77. His 35 points allow the Dallas Mavericks to smoke out the Phoenix Suns 123-90. They are on their way to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. One last time here on Sean and RJ right here on 105 Through the Fan. Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes holding down. We are joined now by the fellas from the KNC Masterpiece. That would be Kevin Hagelin, Mike Bassett, Corey Majors, Peyton Russell holding things down for the fellas today. Let's start with Mike. Yes. Mike, good morning.
Hello.
How are you feeling? Is your voice still available after what happened last night?
Yeah, because my wife said I couldn't scream in the second half because my little one, Cal, had 5:30 a.m. wake-up calls for Saturday and Sunday. You know, this choppy. They drew the 8 a.m. game for you know, your non-bracket play, then the 8 a.m. game for bracket play.
Yep.
So he was tired.
Been there.
So, yeah, so she gave me the towels that they gave out in game six and said, wave this as much as you want.
Please just keep your mouth shut.
But
okay?
I was just like, Bernie! Bernie! I couldn't believe it. Like, that's the – I know we'll talk about it for 4 hours, hopefully. Maybe the greatest game in Mavs playoff history. I know not the most important because you won a championship, you've won two Western Conference finals, but that was probably the greatest game that a Dallas Maverick team has ever played in the playoffs.
It was annihilation from the word go.
Oh my God.
Like, I kept tweeting out, you know, last night on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. I was like, look, I've never seen this. Like, just the utter domination on both ends of the floor. And what kept sticking in my mind was, like, they won't stop. Like, this hasn't stopped, and it didn't stop all night long. And I was just waiting for the Suns to, like, wake the hell up and figure out that a game seven was being played, and it never happened. It never happened.
I even was talking to my father and then my son, dad on the telephone, and I was like, okay, so I was trying, you know, you do the math. If we score 40, they have to score 70 just to send it to overtime, or 71 to send it to overtime. Like, you know, you're starting to just look at
it's
just,
like, if I carry like, that one only, and they if, can't, yeah.
Right, if you only score 40 points, which would be a very low scoring second half, they would have to get to 70 to tie you. And so I was just kind of doing that, and I thought, me and my father both thought, maybe you thought the same thing too, KG, is that they're going to make a run. Can they
get waiting for it.
Can they get it down to 10, like with 5 minutes to go? Because they're going to have to make up 20 points in approximately 20 minutes to have a chance to win this game. And after about 5 minutes into the third quarter, I was looking at my son and he's like, they're not coming back, are they? Like, they're not going to make a run.
They didn't even have a crowd with them. Their crowd was booing them.
Why wouldn't you boo them? No. They should have been booed. They should have been booed out of the building.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they had nothing that could give them energy to come back for that, man. That crowd was done. They were like, nah, we're out of here, man.
It was incredible. We were just thinking about this and talking about it. It's like Spencer Dinwiddie started to show out. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, what a great sign for the Mavericks early on. Like, foul trouble for DeAndre and Spencer Dinwiddie. And you're like, nope. All these intricate things that you thought were like going to make the difference. Phoenix was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The Suns pulled it to within seven. It was 29-22 at the 9:36 mark, I believe, of the second quarter. From that point on, the Mavericks went on a 33-5 run, and it was lights out.
It's
at that point.
It's crazy that they won by, was it 33? Was that the final mark? It did not feel that close.
It could have been 50.
Which is an insane statement.
Well, 33 is not that close.
I know. That's an insane statement. I was like, man, Phoenix scored a whole bunch of points at the end to make it feel even closer, but it was great.
Yeah, and Boban couldn't even give fives after the game.
Oh, man. He's about to beat that dude's ass for stealing the ball from him. I was like,
Aaron Holiday was tripping. Like,
I thought there were only unwritten rules in baseball. I thought nobody got upset about all the.
Man.
For Boban. Boban's looking forward to the next
series.
Can't
get upset.
Play it out.
I saw somebody's tweet. I apologize. I can't remember who it was. It's like, if Boban comes in and hits a three-pointer, I'm pretty sure they have to relocate the franchise out of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's it. I was really hoping that was going to happen.
I was just stunned. That's the only word I could come up with last night. I was just stunned because that's not on either. We know that there has been a bunch of blowouts in this series, but you were thinking, all right, game seven, it's going to be tight. It's going to come down to the last 5 minutes. And the series held true to form, except finally a road team was able to get it done. And it just happened to be the good guys this time. And now spinning this forward to them taking on Golden State, I told several people before the series started, I said I felt more confident about the Mavericks' chances against the Warriors if they took them on in round two than I did against the Suns. And now they've taken out the best team in the NBA. So I'm like, well, hell, Who knows now? It's just, it's like, just go ahead.
The NBA world is shocked right now.
Yeah.
They don't know what the hell's happening.
No, see, you can yeah. see that reflected. By the way, if you believe that, and if people in this room and people listening believe that, take advantage, because sometimes Vegas is slow to jump on certain things like this. Is the Warriors from a series price and from a game one price are set at as almost the exact same favorites as Phoenix is. I think they're 5.5 to 6 point favorites in game one.
They're 5 point. Yeah, it was 5 when it
because
opened.
Because people are like, let's get in on this. And then the series price I seen between 220 and 260. If people want to jump in, it's very similar to Phoenix because people are like, holy crap. What I mean, Golden State is good.
I was listening to Dennis Scott last night. I was watching most of the post game stuff on Bally's, NBA TV, and TNT, flipping around, and then watched it multiple times. Dennis Scott is like, he can't believe this right now. He's a national guy. He's not a local guy at all, even though he played for the Mavs. He's like, Luka's doing this with a bunch of nobodies. His literal, like, we now are in the conference finals.
Yeah, y'all might have to cut that out with this nobody stuff.
Because
now.
Of this.
Yeah.
Dorian Finney-Smith, undrafted. Dwight Powell, second round nobody. Maxi Kleba, undrafted. Dinwiddie, second round pick. Had a moment in Brooklyn where he became a little bit famous. Jalen Brunson, yes, great at Villanova, but a second round pick. So even on NBA TV last night, just to give you an idea on where the Mavericks stand, because when you look at role players and you look at the Phoenix Suns, most of those guys are lottery picks, right? I mean, all their role players are somewhat lottery picks too. Even like Cam Payne was like, I don't know, the 13th or 15th pick in the draft. So people are still struggling with the national. Or wait, who's Luka playing with? How is this happening?
Yeah. Yeah, better learn who they are quick.
Yeah, it's less about the process and more about the plan. And like that's what the Mavericks just have a good plan. Every time they go up against their opponent, they have that whatever players they have, which aren't elite except for Luka, they have a good plan for how to use them. And like we said this about the Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith. I think by the end of this whole thing, people are going to be jealous and envious of what those two guys are doing.
What the hell is this tweet from Devin Booker?
Oh, that's not really Devin
Booker.
Oh, okay. It's a different Devin Booker.
Yeah. Okay. Stephen A was out here trying to apologize to everybody.
He wasn't even trying to score to start the game. He's just trying to draw fouls. What a wuss.
Well, and now that we know that Chris Paul had a quad injury, like this is clearly
quad injury. Yeah, it's another reason why he lost.
I got a joke just for you, Choppy. Yeah, I was thinking about this last night.
He loves his dad jokes today.
It really felt like finding guts in Phoenix last night was tougher than finding formula on the shelves at a grocery store.
Wow, that's a good supply chain joke. I appreciate that.
Is that too far?
I know where you can find them.
There was literally on the news this morning what the government's about to do with baby. Like, come on, man. It's too soon.
By the way,
you got kids.
It looks, that's true. That man.
Better grown.
Thanks, Biden.
That was Sean. Well, I want to make that very clear. Wow. That's a drop from Sean.
If you have a baby now, is it mandatory breastfeeding?
I mean, end up being that. But that Devin Booker does play basketball in Europe, by the way.
Yes.
This other Devin Booker.
There's more than one Devin Booker?
Yes. This is a Devin Booker that plays European basketball. That I guess really did have a game in Istanbul.
James Choppy.
What was frustrating to me.
Another Ralph Choppy. There's a couple of them.
Over the weekend, it was one of those national tweets where they put up, hey, where would you rank Luka kind of in your top echelon of NBA players? So I was reading through the comments and stopped quickly because most of them were like, I mean, he doesn't play any defense. Devin Booker's way better.
Oh.
You know, and I was just like.
As if Devin Booker's like this great defender at running
around. I was just like, you got to be kidding me with this. But I think that because he does whine a lot to the refs and kind of, you know, does the smiley thing when things don't go his way, I think he does, on a national perspective, turn some people off. And so they'll pick, like, they're like, Ja Morant's better. Devin Booker's better. Jason Tatum's better. And it's just like, guys. You're not watching basketball. You're wanting to be entertained by Devin Booker's, you know, somewhat of his. Yeah. But I'm like, what Luka did to start that game, everybody, including the Mavs, were somewhat crapping their pants that they were in a game 7, including Chris Paul, including Devin Booker.
That start was awful.
And Luka was like, just guys, give me the ball. We'll be okay. And
he was the only guy.
In fact, Charles Barkley was like, I can't believe he did an interview 13 minutes before the game. And Luka was like, I'm good. Don't worry about me.
The thing you're talking about, Mike, about all these other, what's funny is seeing all these other guys tweeting about Luka. like seeing Patrick Beverley saying what going just gassing CP3 right now. But on top of that,
yeah, he's lit him on fire.
But on top of that, like seeing Ja Morant saying, "Oh, Little Wayne's at the game," and Luka took that personal. You know, like every other player like that's great is talking about how great Luka is
staring
right
at
now. So this is like they all know who he is.
Come on to Dallas,
and they all know what he's capable of, and I think they understand where this league is heading.
What's coming up on the show today, guys?
Man, we got Nico Harrison joining us at noon today. So we'll talk with him about maybe changing this roster a little bit.
Not right now.
Oh, okay, all
I'm going to try to will this into existence. We do have the current Mavs GM, Nico, coming on at 12. And then at some point also on the show today, I believe we are going to have the former Suns GM, Ryan McDonough, coming on the show to talk about how deconstructed
the team
that
he loves. Yeah, there you go.
The Mavericks destroy the Suns. They are on their way to the Western Conference Finals for the next 4 hours. The KNC Masterpiece, Kevin Hanglin, Mike Bassett, Corey Majors, they've got you covered on all things that happened this weekend, including what the Mavericks did to the Suns.
What that trick?
Is that an FCC violation?
Nope.
Okay.
I hope not, because he said it a lot.
Yeah.
Troy Hughes, RJ Choppy.
Have a nice off-season, Devin Booker.
Chicken.
Sean Sharif will be back tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10 a.m. right here on 105.
Wear that black again, Book.
Goodbye. We'll talk to you later.
Because you're dead.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get that carpet cleaned, because you need it badly. It is a disgusting mess. You've got pet fur all trapped in the carpet fibers, dirt, dust, allergens. It is allergy season, right, boys and girls? You want that little scratchy throat? No, you got to get cleaned up. Take care of it with Zerez and the RJ Choppy Fan Special. Three rooms, pre-treated, clean, and sanitized for $99 plus a fourth room free when you do a pet food donation. That's right. Zerez is teaming up with the SPCA of Texas this month because it is National Pet Month, Basque. And that means that when you make that donation, they're going to give you a fourth room absolutely free. Use the promo code PET22, PET22, and they're going to give you $50 off your first pet treatment at Zerez. Best carpet cleaner in the industry. No soaps, no chemicals, nothing like that. They just use their own system, and they got that wand, the patented wand, which allows the carpets to dry quicker so you can use the room faster. RJ Choppy Fan Special, 214-37-CLEAN. 214-37-CLEAN. 214-372-5326 or ZerezDallas.com. Pull backwards or forwards, the spell's the same. It's Zerez.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.